really bad. I've never seen this road like it in my life. Police everywhere. This street is very quiet, and you wouldn't think, you know, it happened like this. I was sitting watching the telly. Next thing I know, there was police cars here, and I said, "The best thing for you to do is go in, because we've got a bit of trouble next door." I said, "Right, how?" And that was it.
I mean, it was that much of a shock. I'd got to come and see if it was true. That's how bad it was. I come round and saw it yesterday.
I think it was isolated, and it's not just happening anywhere and everywhere. And the police are all over the place, so it's fine.
I'm on the back end of these, actually. That's where I live. So, you know, it's surprising. You get up the next morning, still don't know nothing. Obviously, didn't know anything until I went down to the town itself. People's talking. That's when it started hitting me. I was very sad about it. I think it's affected the area quite a lot, to be honest. I think it's the sort of thing that people wouldn't expect round here. We know it can happen anywhere, but when it does happen, it does knock you about. No doubt about that. There's an atmosphere in the area now that's very sad. You can't get it out of your mind, you know what I mean? It's an awful thing to happen in Brownells.
I know it happens everywhere, I suppose, but it's just a shock. It's terrible, really. See, as soon as I heard about it, I thought my granddaughter, she's just gone 8, and it hits home, don't it, you know, when it's like that.